You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Well, Puerto Rico was already several years into an economic crisis when it found itself thrown into a humanitarian one on September 20th. Puerto Rico's ability to recover from Hurricane Maria seems an impossible task given its already crippling debt load. That's why so many commentators were cringing at the sight of the president on Tuesday playfully tossing paper towel rolls into Puerto Rican crowds as if such essentials were commemoratives of his visit. But before leaving the island, he did make a remark that seemed to suggest a bold step, which would indeed dramatically improve the prognosis for Puerto Rico if it were to happen. Marie Mora picked up on it. She's professor of economics at the University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley. Thanks for speaking with the Standard, Marie.
Well, thank you very much for reaching out to me.
How did Puerto Rico become $73 billion in debt to Wall Street, as the president has characterized it?
It's actually somewhat of a long story, but the year of 2006 is when a lot of things fell apart, and it's something that my co-authors and I have described as the year of a perfect storm.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that happened in 2006 was the complete expiration of a particular provision in the tax code that allowed businesses in Puerto Rico to be able to get corporate income tax credit.
So they ended up borrowing a lot of money?
As a result, yes. Yeah, so when these tax credits ended up expiring, a lot of the businesses left or they scaled back. And that just led to essentially an implosion of other factors in the island. If you lost a lot of the business, you lost jobs, there was then a decline in income. So the government began borrowing to make up for some of the differences.
I see. Well, it was very interesting. And this was replayed several times shortly after the president arrived in Puerto Rico. He was talking with Geraldo Rivera of Fox News, and he said, you know, they owe a lot of money to your friends on Wall Street. This is the president talking, and we're going to have to wipe that out. You can say goodbye to that. I don't know if it's Goldman Sachs, but whoever it is, you can wave goodbye to that. What do you think the president meant when he was talking to Geraldo there saying presumably meaning Puerto Rico, owes a lot of money to Wall Street, and we're going to have to wipe that out?
Yes, I thought that was actually very interesting because in previous conversations or interviews, the president had said that essentially they weren't really going to get involved and that he seemed to not be leaning that way. So I was actually very surprised when I saw him say that as well. Since then, the White House has essentially backpedaled a little bit on that, but I'm not exactly sure where he was coming from.
Is there? Do you think that the people of Puerto Rico would take him at his word? I mean, it's my understanding that the director of the Office of Management and Budget is saying that the president's statement shouldn't be taken word for word. And yet, if you think about those amounts, $73 billion is the debt. And you were talking about estimates in terms of damage from the hurricane to Puerto Rico, around $80, maybe $90 billion. That'd go a long way toward covering the damage that Puerto Rico has sustained.
Yes, it absolutely would go a long way in terms of recovering the damages. In addition to the $73 billion in debt, Puerto Rico also has it's close to $50 billion in pensions that currently are unfunded. So it's more than just the $73 billion. So.
But does the president have the authority to do that?
I'm not exactly sure technically how that works, but my thought is it's not the president who would have to make that decision. It would be through Congress. But being the president, he could certainly encourage Congress to take a close look at that.
That's what a lot of experts seem to be saying, although there have been a lot of people sort of scratching their heads. Just what authority does the president have in this situation? But of course, this is an unusual president, and he does have connections with Wall Street.
Yes.
So it may be that he could leverage some of his personal connections.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we never know what sort of stuff happens behind the scenes. But as you point out, he's certainly not a typical president and has all sorts of other connections that most presidents don't have.
Several news accounts say that Puerto Rico is facing a shutdown by October 31st if they don't get an infusion of money to deal with this hurricane situation. What are the options for Puerto Rico right now?
Unfortunately, the options look very bleak. I've also seen the estimates that they're facing a shutdown. I would think in this case, they may need to appeal very strongly to U.S. Congress to help them through this awful time.
That's the voice of Marie Mora, professor of economics at the University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley.